Good morning and welcome. And welcome to those that are live streaming with us today as well. We're just grateful you're with us. So how are you feeling this morning? From no post-Valentine. It's great to have you here today. It's great to have you here. I want to call your attention to a few announcements this morning. And let me invite you to take your insert out. Notice on the front of that insert, "And Still I Rise" is an Ash Wednesday service that we're doing, obviously, this Wednesday. It's been a while since we've done an Ash Wednesday service, but this particular Wednesday we're doing it, and we're really honoring the phoenix as it rises from the ashes, and it basically says that we too can do the same thing. So come and be a part of a special ritual as well. Child care is provided that evening. Special music, special meditation as well. Today is our annual meeting. That is at 1:30 today. We invite all of those that are, all are welcome, and we certainly invite those that are registered voting members of our community as well. Come and honor those outgoing board members and also welcome new board members onto leadership as well. And prior to that annual meeting, our Unitine community is sponsoring a meal. This is at 12:30, about 12:30 today, following the 11:30 service. It's a great fundraiser. It's $5 per person, $15 per family. Be a part of that as well. I'm going to invite you to turn that insert over. And last year, there was a song that the choir sang that really inspired me. It was just one of the great songs. It was called "Get Up." Do you remember that song? It was a powerful song, "Get Up." And so that inspired me to put together our Lenten series. And it's basically, "Get up, you can. Get up, you can." And the lessons are listed there. And we'll be doing that from the beginning of Ash Wednesday all the way through Easter as well. Also, tomorrow night, you have the "You Can" again, improvisational play shop by Dane Stauffer. You sign up in the Garden Court. He limits it to 20 people. And so I think there's a few more openings out there. Check it out. Sign up. You don't want to miss it. Our healing ministry has an orientation. That's this Tuesday night at 6:30. This is not a healing service. This is an orientation for anyone that's interested in wanting to be a healer here. And also, if you're interested in being part of that support staff for that service, by all means, show up. We can use opportunities for supporting that ministry as well. It's not too late to join the Minister's Book Club. We are looking at Breaking the Ten Commandments by Eric Butterworth. We had a lively discussion this past week as we broke commandment number one. So you'll come and be a part of that as we will continue to break two this coming week. We really take an in-depth look at the different commandments. Last week, were you here and able to hear Greg Lavoie? He was an awesome, awesome speaker last week, and we were really appreciative, those of us that are on staff here, we were appreciative that the fact that he did a different talk for all three services. One, not just a similar talk, a different talk. And so at your request, we've taken all three of those talks and put them on a CD. They're available in our bookstore this morning for $10. There are many other activities happening here at Unity Minneapolis. Check out your bulletin. Check out the monitors throughout the community, our website, Facebook. Like us on Facebook as well. Also, you can sign up for Peak of the Week, which is a weekly email blast that we send out each and every Thursday. So by all means, sign up for that as well. If you have anything that beeps or makes noises or anything like that, you might want to silence that. If the person's sitting next to you, you might want to silence that as well, you know, just in case you need to. Silence that and give yourself the gift of the hour, okay? So let's move into prayer. Let's move into prayer. Let's just take a moment and center ourselves in this one presence, in this one power, God the good. We feel that presence, we feel that power as it moves in and through us as the activity of love this morning, knowing that we are truly the expression of that power. We are one with that power, and that we too are the expression of love. And for that, we are indeed grateful, grateful. Grateful for this community, grateful for each other, grateful for the opportunity to express all that we are. And together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. We continue our time together by using affirmations. The affirmations are found in your order of service. The first affirmation is our mission statement. May we affirm together our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And now our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, together, I am light and love in expression. Let's do that again. I am light and love in expression. Inviting our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. You'll notice that they arrived early. They held sacred space in this beautiful sanctuary, and they're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Our opening song for this series is Yes, I Am, and we invite you to please stand. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge those that are with us for the first time. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guests today. I had a feeling. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's also a pink card in that packet. If you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk in the bookstore, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. And today we also welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time. We're so glad that you're with us today. Let's appreciate our guest, okay? So I invite you, if you would, to greet each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? If you do not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea in Friendship Hall today, following today's service. Our next song, we invite you to remain seated. Love Can Build a Bridge.
I would swear to love to save you. Now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today, Sunday, February 15th, 2015, is reconciliation. We affirm, I make peace with myself and others. Every day is an opportunity for reconciliation. I may be disconnected from others or experience the pain of unforgiveness. The people in my life are also aspects of my own consciousness. One way to reconcile with them is to reconnect with all aspects of myself. I forgive myself unconditionally for anything that may have harmed me or others. I make amends when necessary and embrace wholeness and happiness again. As I practice forgiveness and compassion for myself, I develop the capacity to let go of what others have done. I see that they are as human as I am and also make mistakes. I welcome any opportunities to restore communication. With each reconciliation, I feel restored. And Scripture tells us, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, the word for today is reconciliation.
So I invite you to join with me in meditation. Perhaps just gently closing your eyes, closing out the outside world. Beginning to focus your attention inward. Inward to that place that only you can go. I invite you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, begin to relax, to surrender again to that infinite, invisible presence within. And this morning, feel that presence in your heart. Feel that presence expressing through you as life. Feel that presence expressing as love, as wisdom, as guidance, as understanding. So I invite you again to take another deep breath. And as you exhale, I invite you even to go deeper. deeper into this greater awareness of spirit. And this morning, we're going to rest. We're going to rest for a few moments. A few moments in the stillness and in the silence. In the silence. Thank you, God, for the quiet and the stillness. Thank you, God, for the common language of the silence. And this morning, we hold those in prayer that have requested our prayer, represented by our prayer box, the cards and letters, the electronic mail. We hold each request in this consciousness of love, in this consciousness of prayer, giving thanks for answered prayer. And this morning, we hold those in prayer that continually hold our community in prayer. We pray with Silent Unity, our worldwide prayer ministry. We pray with our Unity prayer chaplains, our Unity prayer ministry, our Unity Cares ministry, and our Unity Healing ministry, as they continue to hold the high watch, as they continue to hold us in light and love. And we are so grateful. So again, I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you exhale, begin to return to this time and this place, knowing that truly we have been in the kingdom of spirit, the kingdom of God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Just something that we're in,
something that we do.
I remember well the day we wed. I can see that picture in my head. Love isn't something that we're in,
it's something that we do.
There is no request too big or small. We give ourselves, we give our all. Love isn't some place that we fall. It's something that we do.
Love is something that we do. I bet a lot of us have been doing love this Valentine's weekend. You know, one of my favorite things about Valentine's weekend now is Facebook. Isn't that funny? But my timeline, it's just transformed into this message of love. People are sharing love. I can almost become addicted to checking it. It just feels so good to be in that energy of love at such a large communal level. I really wasn't going to share that, but yay God, yay love. So today is the last of three services that we do focused on being love in action, focused on sacred service, on our volunteerism ministry here at Unity Minneapolis. And we kicked off these services with a volunteer brunch that was a lot of love and a lot of fun. And then 2 weeks ago, Reverend Pat talked about the unique gifts that we each have that we bring to life, and that it's our job to discover what those gifts are and what is ours to do with a clarity that all gifts are equal, that we each have gifts that are equal. No one's gifts are greater than anyone else's. And the knowledge that we activate the spiritual law of circulation when we give our gifts. When we give our gifts, we open our heart to receiving, to truly being in that cycle of circulation and receiving good on all levels of life. And then last week, Greg Lavoie passionately inspired us to cultivate passion in our lives, to fan that spark of passion until it consumes us and we truly are an expression of passion, expressing those unique gifts that are ours to express in the world and making a positive difference. And now some of you have been asking me, how in the world am I going to incorporate geese and being a goose into that path of messages? And we'll get there. We'll get there. We're not there yet, but I promise we will get there. What I really want to start off by doing is talking more about spiritual gifts. In one of the services last week, Greg Lavoie talked about getting comfortable with this idea of paradox. And I really do think that that's important, an important path for us to follow when we're talking about spiritual gifts. Because as we discussed in the workshop that I facilitated a few weeks ago, I think of spiritual gifts as being a twofold path. Discerning your gifts is about being. Who are we being? Who are we here to be? And we talked in that workshop about being on our card. Are we on our card? Are we being who we are here to be? But then we're also invited to be good stewards of these gifts by sharing them on a daily basis. And that's about what we do in the world. So we have the path of being and the path of doing. And are these paths congruent in our lives? You know, Andrew Harvey, founder of the Institute for Sacred Activism, defines five areas of service that he says are essential on this path of doing if we are truly want to integrate our beingness and our doingness into a congruent experience. And in our workshop a couple weeks ago, thinking about these ideas, we talked about recognizing them as the five fingers on your hand, that when you reach out in service in these five areas with an open hand and bless the world, you are truly being a blessing that can help transform the world. So these five areas start with service to the divine. I loved that in his book, The Hope, which is a book about sacred activism, that Andrew referred to this form of service as having your heart on fire with compassion, filling your body with sacred energy. And another way I would say this is it's about being prayed up. This path of service is about truly being prayed up, doing what's ours to do, to be a channel for God, a channel for good in the world. Then the second path is service to yourself as an instrument of the divine. Taking care of this physical body, this temple of God that is this physical body, that is truly a path of sacred service. And the third is service to all sentient beings in your life. Treating every single being that you meet up with in life as God, as the Christ in expression. The fourth, service to your local community. Harvey actually says that there is nothing more important than restoring public service in our local communities. It's essential that we be love in action in our daily lives. It's when we are being who we are here to be in our doingness that we are expressing God, that we are expressing God in the world. This would include being of service right here at your spiritual community. We come together to practice being love in action so that we can truly live this truth in our lives. And the fifth area is service to the global community. Every choice we make affects every other being on this planet. Every single choice. We are interconnected. Get that? We are one. So as we are about doing our being, our doingness, and it becomes a congruent path, we are opening our fingers and being a blessing that can transform the world. That's our vision. We affirm it every Sunday. So what I'm saying is that I want us to step beyond mere survival and step into thriving as an expression of God. That our lives must be in service to living authentically who we are here to be. And I can't speak for you, but I know for me, I'm real aware of when I'm not being authentic. When I'm not on my card, because it doesn't feel so good. It doesn't feel so good. Something feels off. It's just not congruent with who I'm here to be. And one way that we do this is we put on our game face. We put on our game face and act as if everything in life is just hunky-dory. You know, it's all fine. It's okay. Even when it isn't. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm all for keeping a positive attitude. You know, Pollyanna is my hero. She truly is. One of my chapel service talks was on the Pollyanna paradox and on really embracing and being Pollyanna in the world. However, a positive attitude is only going to make a difference when it is firmly grounded in faith and authenticity, even in the darkest valleys of life. Scott Peck, a psychiatrist and well-known author of books that many of us know, including The Road Less Traveled. He started an organization whose stated mission was to teach the principles of community to individuals and organizations. It's his view that in accidental senses of community, or in what he calls crisis communities that exist after events such as 9/11, you know, I'm sure we can all think of examples of when we have experienced, you know, crisis community in our lives, when we truly come together in a supportive network to support each other. He doesn't believe that we have to have a crisis to have that kind of community. Peck states that what he calls conscious community building is a process of building a shared story, of building a shared story that is built upon respect and inclusion for all individuals. He's of the belief that ongoing communities, not crisis communities, but ongoing communities work together to move from what he calls pseudo-community into authentic community. And there's truly a process of transforming into being an authentic, real community. And it takes work. It takes commitment. It takes a true willingness in times of sorrow and joy to be who we are authentically here to be, to foster relationships where we discuss issues openly and lovingly and honestly. It takes doing and being love, love in action. It takes acknowledging appearances and seeing beyond appearances to capital T truth in all situations and in all people. And if we take a look at it on a larger context, Desmond Tutu in his book, God Has a Dream, wrote, when we begin to look for the light of God in people, an incredible thing happens. We find it. More and more in people, all people. Sounds a little like Pollyanna to me. There's a line in the story where the minister said, looks to Pollyanna towards the end of the movie or the book and says, I'm looking for how, I want to say it exactly, we looked for the good in them and found it. When we stand together in a commitment to seeing the Christ light that is present at all times, in all people, and in all places, and authentically be that light, we find congruency in our doingness and our beingness. I've probably said this here before, and yet it bears repeating. I truly believe that a congregation is more than the sum of its parts. Just like a rope has greater strength when its combined individual strength is made up of all the strands of the rope that they're weaved together. And it truly, when they are weaved together in a rope, they are much stronger than they would be if you added up the strength of each individual strand separately. And it's true because the weak spots are randomly placed on each of those individual strands. And when you bring them together, it allows the surrounding strands to share the strength and support, and the strength is spread out throughout the rope. And so it's much more effective in doing what we would like to do. And it's the same with people. We all have strengths and weaknesses. And yet when we see ourselves as separate, our weaknesses can break us. But when we see ourselves together as one, we can achieve the strength for all. All right, now for the geese. Have you ever really paid attention to geese? They are a communal being. Truly, how they show up. You know, I have great memories. My dad has a 3-acre pond in his backyard. And he would build nests for the geese to come, and they'd come back every year. And I have great memories of laying out in his yard and watching the geese, or pulling over my car when a flock of hundreds of geese are flying over. It's just an amazing experience. And also standing on the top of a parking garage when I went out to lunch with my father and watching one lone goose fly over. And this really touched my soul because I had done some work with studying the work done by a gentleman named Milton Olson. Mr. Olson did a lot of research about the lessons that we can learn from the geese in community. And his material was included in a speech that Angelus Arian gave in 1991, and it's made the rounds through a lot of leadership seminars and a lot of leadership training since those years, and yet I think it truly bears repeating. And I realized that it was perfect for the final talk in the Love and Action series. So I want to share his wisdom with you. He found that geese demonstrate these basic truths, and from these facts of their life, he discerned what these truths were. So fact number one. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird that immediately follows. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% greater flying range than if each bird was flying on its own. That's a huge difference that they make. Basic truth to this fact: people who share a common direction and a sense of community can get where they are going quicker and easier because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. Fact number two. Whenever a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of trying to go it alone, and it quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird immediately in front of it. Basic truth number two: if we have as much sense as a goose, we stay connected with the one that is headed where we want to go. We are willing to accept new and old friends into our life and to receive their help and give help to others. Fact number three: when the lead goose gets tired, it rotates back into the V, and another goose flies point. The good of the flock is what's of primary importance. Basic truth: it pays to take turns doing the hard tasks. It pays to take turns sharing leadership. As with geese, people are interdependent on each other's skills, capabilities, and unique arrangement of gifts. Everyone benefits as a result, for the good of the community, for the good of all humanity. Sometimes you are the leader, and sometimes you are the follower. Fact number four: the geese flying in the formation all honk to encourage those in front to keep on going. Basic truth number four: we need to be sure our honking from behind is encouraging. Because then the production of the group will be much greater. The power of encouragement, the power of standing by each other, heart to heart, is what makes the difference. And it's the quality of our honking that we seek. I love that line. Fact number five: when a goose gets sick or is wounded by a gunshot and falls out, two geese actually fall out of formation with it. They follow it down to help it, to protect it, to be present. And they stay with the goose until that goose is either able to fly or has passed on. Then they launch out on their own to either join back with the formation that they were with, or they join the next formation that's coming through and headed the direction that they want to go. Basic truth number five, if we have as much sense as geese, we will stand by each other. We will stand by each other in difficult times as well as strong times. I propose that individually and collectively, we make the choice this morning to unconditionally love each other, to spiritually stand by each other. We are each here on this earth for a purpose that is wider than this spiritual community. I get that. I hope you do too. It is wider than our family. It's wider than our friends. Your presence matters. Your presence uniquely matters. This arrangement of gifts that is you is in this arrangement because you matter to all of humanity, just as you are. Truly, each of us is on a spiritual path. Are we demonstrating truth by having congruency in our beingness and our doingness? Are we being expressions of God? Are we being love in action? Because individually and collectively, we are called to a higher possibility, a higher expression of the Christ light. And so my invitation to you right now, in this very moment, close your eyes and say yes. Just truly say yes. Okay, God, I'm willing. I'm willing to authentically be who I am here to be. Are you willing? Yes. Yes. So I have one more challenge. Today is the final day that we have the sign-up sheets for our sacred service ministry out in the garden court. Please join me in prayer. One, in asking yourself, is there something that's mine to do in this community? And more than that, hold with me that the right and perfect individuals are saying yes, stepping up to leadership, stepping up to serve on our ministry teams, and truly sharing their gifts and doing the work of this ministry. We say yes. I behold the Christ in you. Namaste.
It's our teaching. You got that? You know, thank you, Crystal, for reminding us. It's love that is blended with trust and faith, and you can move mountains. And I look out there, and I know many of you have. I know many of you have. It's like we teach love, but you better throw some wisdom in with it as well, right? So thank you so much. We're going to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. We're going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. And also, if you're streaming with us at home, we're also going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. That's easy to do. Just click the button to the right of your screen, and it will take you to a secured website to do that. So if you're giving your gift with someone, I invite you to hold it together. Truly bless it together, for you too have the power to bless. So let's just take a moment and center ourselves in this one presence, this one power. We feel that presence this morning as a prospering presence, and for that we're grateful. Let us affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. It is well with my soul. We are just grateful for the blessings of life, grateful that we have this opportunity to step into life, to be that expression of life, and to live it fully. And we bless these tithes, we bless these gifts, we bless those that's been received in the mail, those participating in our consistent giving program, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to transform lives. As we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Today, following the 11:30 service around 12:30, come back and have lunch with us. Uniteam Lunch is sponsoring that. It's a great deal. The information's in your program. And it really is great to build community. And then following that lunch today, of course, is our annual meeting. All are welcome at the annual meeting. We certainly invite those that are registered voting members of our community to come to that annual meeting as well. And then don't forget Wednesday night. The name of our Ash Wednesday service is And Still I Rise, based upon the poem by Dr. Maya Angelou. So come and be a part of that service as well. Child care will be provided. Have you ever said to yourself, if I had my life to live over again? What if we had yesterday to live over? Forget the life. But So next week we start this series that I'm excited about. It's yes, 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 you can, yes, you can. And we're going to talk about yes, you can remake your life. It's your life. We forget that sometimes, do we not? It's your life, and we can remake that life. You got it? Oh, we got great kids coming in here. I know who they belong to. Let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
Spirits this morning, we're learning about judgment. So discernment versus deciding what something is just by the outer wrapping. So we had assorted cans upstairs. This one is lima beans. And perhaps all of you immediately have thoughts about lima beans. Either, ooh, I love them, or I'll pass. The beauty of these are when we took the label off, there was something all entirely different inside. And so we got to see that we make a lot of decisions based on this, but you really have to look inside to see the truth. Thanks.
And I was a guest in this class today. I was the only guy in class, and the rest of them were girls. And we had a great time. We also listed, did we not? We listed those things that perhaps we've been called before in our life. You know, things like, my experience, fatso, you know, our pimple face. And then, of course, we got to lift up and see the truth of who and what we are, that I am a beautiful child of God. I think we can be reminded of that as adults, don't you think so? Oh, yeah. So the next time somebody does dishes you, just say, I'm a beautiful child of God, and let go. I want to thank these adult volunteers, okay? Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, and all is swell.
Every dream that we